Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today I am so blessed to be praying with Archbishop Joseph Nauman of Kansas City in Kansas, our great archbishop for many years and a bishop who's very devoted to the interior life and to Our Lady. So thank you for being with us, Archbishop.
It's a privilege, Mike, to be with you and your listeners.
So today we have a great feast, the Feast of the Apostle Nathanael, also known as Bartholomew. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. John chapter 1 tells us that Philip found Nathanael, who's also known as Bartholomew, and said to him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, the one about whom the prophets wrote. He is Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." "From Nazareth?" said Nathanael. "Can anything good come from that place?" "Come and see," replied Philip. And when Jesus saw Nathanael coming, he said to him, "There is an Israelite who deserves the name incapable of deceit." "How do you know me?" said Nathanael. "Before Philip came to call you," said Jesus, "I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus replied, "You believe that just because I said I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than that." And then he added, "I tell you most solemnly, you will see heaven laid open, and above the Son of Man, you will see angels of God descending and ascending upon him." Now, Philip was friends with Jesus, and he wanted Nathanael to know Jesus. It was not the job of Philip to make Nathanael believe, because he's free like everyone and has to make his own choice. No, Philip is not responsible for the conversion of Nathanael. Philip's job, and pay close attention, was this. Philip's responsibility was to be friends with Jesus and to be friends with Nathanael and then make an invitation. The outcome is up to Nathanael and God. And even though Nathanael initially rejects Philip by saying, "From Nazareth, can anything good come from that place?" yet Philip was not deterred, and he said to his friend, "Come and see for yourself." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy.
Notice what happened in the gospel passage I just read. By his friendship, Philip helped Nathanael to Jesus. Then, Nathanael took responsibility, and with his apostle friend, St. Jude, they introduced Jesus to the people of Armenia in the first century. And there Nathanael was martyred, being skinned alive, as graphically depicted by Michelangelo in the Sistine Chapel. I'm not sure how Jude got out alive. Maybe that's how he got his name as the Saint of Hopeless Cases. In any case, around the year 300, Saint Gregory, called the Illuminator, because he brought the light of Christ to the Armenians, converted the king of Armenia and subsequently the entire nation to Christianity. In fact, this was the very first nation to become Catholic. And in spite of being conquered by Islamic invaders in the 7th century, and then under the Iron Curtain of the atheist Soviet Union from 1920 to 1990, the vast majority of Armenians, more than 90%, are Christian. And many are members of the Armenian Apostolic Church, which was one of the oldest Christian churches. So think about this. The Armenians have withstood the most unimaginable attacks on their faith and yet retained their Christianity as a nation. And how did it all start? With Philip being friends with Jesus. And then Philip being willing to take a risk to invite Nathanael to meet Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who most need of thy mercy.
Now, too many Christians think it is not their job to lead people to Jesus. They think it's the job of the church or their priest or some other professional or some program or video or book. But think about it. Can your bishop or your priest really meet with everyone in the world? But the fact is, people come to God through other people, and usually people they know, people that trust them. And most importantly, people who know, understand, love, and care for them. People who have delighted in them. That is your responsibility. Now, I wish I could reach every soul for Christ, but I can't, and I'm not even supposed to. My responsibility is for those that God has entrusted in my life. And your responsibility is the same. In fact, your responsibility is just like that of Philip. It's threefold. Just have a deep friendship with Jesus in prayer. And then foster a real friendship with the people God has placed in your life. And finally, take the risk to invite them to meet Jesus in prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy.
Now, Catherine of Siena was certainly one who lived out these three principles. She had a deep friendship with Jesus in prayer, and she took the risk to have friendship with others and to invite them to prayer. One very powerful event was when a young man named Niccolo, who was from a neighboring town to Siena, one night this young man had a little too much to drink in a local tavern and spoke flippantly and derisively about the government of Siena. And for this minor offense, he was arrested, imprisoned, and sentenced to death. A local Dominican priest went to the young man to try to prepare him for death, but this young man was so consumed with anger for such an extreme sentence for such a minor offense that he refused to see the priest and wanted nothing to do with God. And that's when Catherine went to Niccolo. And something happened in their conversations, because Niccolo accepted the will of God, he went to confession, and received Holy Communion, two things he had always avoided. Then he made Catherine promise that she would be with him at his execution, saying to her, "Stay with me, do not go from me, and I will be good, I will die happy." And when the day of execution arrived, Niccolo came, peaceful as a lamb, and he smiled when he saw that Catherine stood there waiting for him. He asked her to make the sign of the cross over him, and she whispered to him, "My dear brother, let us go to the eternal marriage feast to enjoy life which shall never end." And she bared his throat, and when he laid his head on the block, she knelt beside him. He said nothing but, "Jesus, Catherine," and then his head fell into her hands. Now later, not long before Catherine herself died, she was plagued with doubts about the soul of Niccolo, and Jesus revealed to her that he was in heaven, and Jesus said, For I have not forgotten the reverence and love that young man had for my mother. For my goodness has decreed that anyone at all who holds her in due reverence will never be snatched or devoured by the infernal demon, because my mother is like a bait set out by my goodness to catch souls. See? Through friendship, Catherine led Niccolo to Our Lady, and Our Lady led him to Jesus. And that should be our constant model. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most needed thy mercy.
So what could be a practical strategy to help our family and friends to God? Well, follow the example of Philip and Nathaniel and Catherine of Siena. First, be committed to friendship with Jesus in daily meditation, in the rosary, and in the prayerful reading of Scripture. And then second, make a commitment to spend time with the people God has already placed in your life, and do it regularly. Make it a habit so that you can know, understand, love, and care for them. And most of all, delight in them. Find the true good things in them and delight in it, and show them that you delight in them, that you really think they make the world a better place just by being in it. People don't need to know how wrong they are. They need to know how loved they are. Then, when an opportunity arises, ask them if you can share the Rosary podcast with them, or invite them to pray the rosary with you. That's your responsibility. Have friendship with Jesus in prayer. Commit yourself to friendship with the people in your life, and then be willing to take a risk to invite them to meet Jesus in prayer. The rest is up to that person and to God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Archbishop, it's been really wonderful to pray with you. It's been a great evening. We've had a chance to really live the movement of friendship, good conversation over supper, and now the rosary. Many of our listeners, some, but we're now, I think, in 139 different countries, about 54,000 people praying the rosary. And many of our audience don't know that you were instrumental in establishing this organization, the Holy Family School of Faith, back in 2005. So for that, we are really grateful. Personally, I'm even more grateful just for the friendship over these years. But one of the things early on that you commissioned us to do was to form spiritual mentors. So in one sense, you could really say the mission of the School of Faith is to lead people to a deep friendship with Jesus in prayer. But we know that many people, if they're going to sustain and grow in their interior life, they're going to need help. Mm-hmm. They're going to need a spiritual director, a spiritual mentor, someone who can come alongside, who's been trained, who can help them. Could you just share with our audience a little bit of why you saw that was such a vital need?
Yes, Mike. Well, first of all, it's the Holy Spirit has really been working through you and through the whole School of Faith team, and it's beautiful. It's amazing to see what the Lord's done, and I'm glad to have been a little part of that. But yeah, I think it's obvious to me that as a bishop, or even, you know, we have 120 priests or so, we can't really individually spiritually mentor all of our people. And so there are many people, I think, that are hungering for a closer relationship with the Lord and want to know how to pray, how to cultivate that relationship. And we need an army, really, of spiritual directors or spiritual mentors who, again, it can be pretty intimidating, I think, for people to think about it, but it's walking with another person and yourself going through some training and developing some facility and skill in your own prayer life, and then to be able to walk with another and help them to grow and to develop those disciplines that really are part of having a vibrant prayer life, a vibrant friendship with Jesus, because that's what the Lord desires for all of us.
Now, I've been blessed for many years to have an excellent spiritual director who has, I could never articulate. I've been a spiritual director for many people, and I can't think of anything better in the world than helping another person grow closer to Jesus. You know, you're familiar, because you're the one who shared it with me, Father Spitzer's four levels of happiness.
Right.
The four levels that you have, kind of the physical, the bottom level, your physical basic needs. And then you want to make some achievement. You kind of want to make your mark in the world. But once you get past that, you want to really, you want to contribute some good to the world, and you want union with God.
Yeah.
And what I see right now, we're at this point in history, especially American history. We have this large group of people. We have a large pool of people. They're well-educated. They have been very successful professions. They've raised children. And now they're at a point, this big pool of people between 45 and 65, they've done all that. Now they have time. They have some availability. They're highly trained. This is a perfect segment of kind of person who, this is your chance to really contribute great good for the world. And we have people like this who have come through our program, the Spiritual Mentoring Program. They've been trained, and they're now mentoring 3, 5, 10, 20, 30, some of them 50 people.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, what greater gift can you give to somebody but to help them to come to know Jesus and experience his love for them, and to come to have this friendship, which is what the Lord desires for each of us. So to be able to, I mean, that's one of the blessings of being a priest, that we get a lot of opportunities to do it. But it's not just for priests, that we're all called to be what Pope Francis likes to term missionary disciples.
And that, as you said at supper, is precisely what we're doing with the Spiritual Mentoring Program. We're forming just average people to be missionary disciples.
Yeah.
And we have lots of them who are doing it. So it's a proven process. You can do it. So I really, but I also want to let you know out there, if you're a mom or a dad, and your main responsibility, goal, is to help your kids have a friendship with Jesus in prayer and get to heaven, this is great training to be a parent.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's for Christian parents, that's your primary church to start with anyway, is your own children and someday grandchildren. And yeah, they need parents that are in love with the Lord and can introduce them and help them to come to know the Lord and his love for them, his desire for them. But we're talking at dinner, you know, it was at World Youth Day, which is always an amazing experience. And thank goodness for the vision that Pope John Paul had to start World Youth Day. And it was interesting that, you know, Pope Francis, he went off of his script a lot at World Youth Day. And some people were thinking, well, maybe it's because of his health, but he said no. But he didn't want to talk from a script. He wanted to talk more directly. And he echoed a lot of the things that John Paul had said. He said, be not afraid. He also emphasized with them, if you fall, get up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that the Lord, you know, he can heal you, he can forgive you, and empower you to be an even stronger disciple. I was telling you, one of the highlights for World Youth Day for me was there was a gathering of the American pilgrims there, and it was in this big park, and there were probably 15,000, maybe there were over 30,000 Americans there, but about half of them were able to come to this event. And it was, you know, it began with some praise and worship music and some of the best liturgical music artists in the world, and it was beautiful. Tony Melendez, if our listeners remember him, he's the one who plays the guitar with his feet because he doesn't have arms, and he's just amazing. But they had these amazing artists, and I was sitting next to the American ambassador for part of this and some of their staff, and They were not Catholic, she's Jewish, but they were amazed to see these young people and their enthusiasm. And but then after that, there was this time of adoration in the Blessed, and Bishop Barron was the principal celebrant, and he brought the Blessed Sacrament to the altar, and it was so beautiful to see the reverence of the young people and the silence, the respect, what had been such a loud kind of raucous almost event. Now these young people were focused on the real presence of Jesus, and Bishop Barron gave, as he always does, he gave an amazing talk. But one of the big takeaway lines, I think, from his talk was he was saying to the young people that they need to take risk. They need to take risk in trying to bring the love of Jesus and the beauty and the truth of his gospel to others, and not to be afraid to share their faith, to be a witness to the faith. And he mentioned how in our culture, we're pretty preoccupied with safety. We're a very risk-adverse culture. And he wasn't asking them to do foolish things, but you know, he was challenging them that safety can't be our main priority. And he said at one point, I thought was a great image. He said, when the symbol of your faith is a man nailed to a cross, safety can't be a big priority for your religion. And I'm hoping if our listeners, if you're listening and you're thinking, wow, that's, I don't know if I could be a spiritual mentor, and maybe think you're afraid to take that risk, the Lord's inviting you to take a risk in terms of growing in your own faith life. I mean, I think everybody that I know that's gone to the mentorship program, they're so grateful for the growth that they've experienced in their own friendship with Jesus, and then to be equipped to have the confidence to be able to share friendship with Jesus with others. So it's a great opportunity. I encourage our listeners to really pray about it and ask the Lord if you're calling you to become a missionary disciple and a spiritual mentor for others.
And Archbishop, if they take part in this program, they'll get to meet you.
Well, that's I don't know how much of an attraction that is, but but I always enjoy being with the spiritual mentors and celebrating Mass with them, and it's they have a lot of fun. It's enjoyable.
I would say the spiritual mentoring program, the two best parts of it are certainly friendship with Jesus in prayer, but the profound spiritual friendships that develop with the people who come to be trained.
Yeah.
If you're listening and you have a desire to deepen your own prayer life, and if you want to contribute some good to the world, just go to our website, schooloffaith.com, click on the Spiritual Mentoring Program, fill out an application, take a risk. Take a risk, and then surrender it to Jesus. Because I can guarantee you, one of the greatest delights in the world is helping others grow spiritually. And what a wonderful way to spend your time. Well, Archbishop, it's always awesome to spend time in friendship with you, to pray the rosary with you, and I love our conversation, so thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thanks for what you're doing and School of Faith is doing. The Lord has really anointed this ministry, but thank you for taking the risk and for Sandy supporting you and taking the risk in this ministry, which has, it's impacted so many people in your 50,000 co-prayers of the Rosary. That's great. And on all the countries, you're really taking seriously Jesus' command to go and make disciples of all nations.
Well, Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.